Are you putting too much emphasis on new technology instead of the people that make it happen? Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
You might say relations between the Trump administration and federal employee unions have frayed. Those executive orders on managing the federal workforce, some of which were struck down in court, set the stage for the pay freeze announced last week. For some perspective on how things maybe should go, Bob Tobias, professor in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University. And Bob, you have some experience and you teach conflict management and labor relations. And what's your take on what's going on now generally?
Well, I think that the Trump administration, with the issuance of the three executive orders that tried to reduce the amount of time unions had to represent employees, and also to reduce the scope of the grievance procedures that could be used by federal employees, struck a very adversarial tone between labor and management in the federal sector. Then the court intervened and overturned much of what President Trump tried to do. So setting the stage again for snapping back to what occurred before. But what's left is labor and management at odds with each other in ways that do not facilitate the goal of the legislation that was enacted in 1978, and that is to settle matters and to increase the efficiency and the effectiveness of the federal government. That will not occur under the current atmosphere that exists between labor and management in the federal sector.
And let's talk about official time. That's been a bugaboo, you know, at least for this administration, for some time. And looking at it externally, one might question how many employees should be spending full time on union business while the government is paying their payroll. But suppose somewhere between zero and however many hours now occupied by official time, is there a way that they could somehow negotiate somewhere in that midpoint?
Well, the amount of time, the latest compilation of time was in 2014, and pretty close to 3,500,000 hours were used. But it's interesting when you take a look at that time. 22% of that time was spent in negotiation and dispute resolution. 77% of that time was spent in the category called general labor management relations. Now, that means time spent between labor and management in a non-adversarial process attempting to resolve disputes in the workplace. And the total amount of time represents 0.1% of the total cost of salary in the federal government. So it's a minuscule amount of time, and most of it is spent trying to solve problems that exist in the workplace. Now, it seems to me that the Trump administration assumed that by reducing that amount of time, that problems would go away. And I think we all know that unaddressed problems do not go away. They fester, they're counterproductive, and they don't increase effectiveness of the federal government operations. So I think it was an unwise move to issue these executive orders, even if the court hadn't struck them down.
We're speaking with Bob Tobias, professor in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University. And what does good conflict resolution practice say might have been a better approach, or an approach to picking up the pieces now that the court has struck those things down and it's back to square one, at least for the important parts of the executive orders?
Well, the most important thing in any relationship that's broken is the restoration of trust. And I think that the president's decision to recommend that there not be a federal employee pay increase in 2019 just exacerbates a bad relationship rather than trying to recreate something new and something better.
Well, they still have to talk to one another. And I guess maybe my question is, if you are a manager, even a political appointee at a federal agency right now, you have a relationship with your employees that you can fashion as best you can. And that may be something separate from the policy coming from the White House, which doesn't deal directly with the workforces the way the people on the ground level do.
That is exactly correct, Tom. And some political appointees and some agencies are indeed proceeding to create the kind of productive relationships that settle problems and increase efficiency and effectiveness. Others are not. But a political appointee could create a positive relationship if he or she were inclined.
Because I think everyone has worked in I've had a long career so far, 41 years I've been working professionally for a lot of companies. And there have been times when you don't trust management, but you trust your own local managers or your own business unit, even though the remote people up above may or may not engender the trust you want. So how would you recommend people proceed from here, especially not so much the administration, but the appointees who are running the agencies?
Well, what we did find, we did some research after President Bush eliminated the executive order that President Clinton put out, creating labor management partnerships and stimulating more productive conflict resolution. And what we found is that many of those relationships that were working went underground, and they continued to work because at the local level or even at the national level, the relationships were strong and they continued. So my suggestion would be that political appointees take action to actually talk to and create a positive labor management relationship with those who are representing employees in their agency. It can be done, and I think it should be done.
I mean, in that sense, you're saying, all politics is local, as are all labor relations in some sense.
That's a fact. They are. And they depend. That's why it's called a labor management relationship. It's dependent on the parties who are present and who are relating one to the other.
And when the Obama administration imposed 3 years of pay freezes, the fact that the reaction was much more muted, could that be the result of having better general labor relations?
I think that's true. If you look at the total relationship that an employee has with the employer, that is the federal government, much of that relationship depends on what happens in your workplace. But when what happens in your workplace is sour, and also the president is piling on by not allowing a pay increase, then everything is sour.
Well, hopefully things will get a little sweeter. In the meantime, Bob Tobias is a professor in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.